money.
Today, I'm going to stick in my own arena and talk about escrow holdbacks. An escrow holdback is when the lender holds back funds for a buyer and or seller to have work completed on a property after closing. The reason you may need to do this is the lender is requiring work on a property to be completed prior to the loan actually closing, and the seller's not willing or able, and you would never put money into a home before you actually own it. If you're looking at a home that is listed as is, there's typically issues with the property, the issue that, again, would need to be completed prior to the mortgage closing. What about the appraiser coming back with work orders? An escrow holdback may just save the deal and keep it together. You need to check with your bank, as not all banks offer escrow holdbacks. So if there's something you're interested, you want to make sure up front that they can do this. The work has been called by the appraiser. It has to have been called by the appraiser, not just cosmetic. So you can't do an escrow holdback where the bank is going to be holding money back to do work on the property after closing, unless it's something that's actually been called by the appraiser that needs to be completed. So it's something that has to be done prior to the bank actually funding and closing on that loan. So it can't just be cosmetic. That's a whole nother conversation where you're getting into rehab loans. This is available, escrow holdbacks, with conventional FHA, VA, or USDA loans. Now, issues that may come up with an appraiser going out to the property: missing handrails, cracked or damaged exit doors, cracked window glass, defected floor finish or coverings. Maybe there's rotten or worn out countertops, crawl space with trash or debris, missing appliances, leaking or worn roofs, evidence of structural problems, defected interior exterior paint surfaces, exposed electrical outlet covers, heating, plumbing or electrical issues are just a few that I wanted to list there for you. Now, the requirements for an escrow holdback, you do need to get 3 bids. Holdback typically is going to be set up at 1.5 of the middle bid. Sometimes there would be an exception if you've got a signed contract with the contractor provided. There's usually a minimum repair, maybe $250 up to a maximum repair. Now, this is going to be different depending on the lender, what their escrow holdbacks look like, but it may look possibly at 10% being a maximum, whatever the purchase price is. So if you're purchasing a home for $500,000, the escrow holdback at 10% would mean the work could not exceed $50,000. Now, the lender's going to have a holdback fee, maybe a few hundred dollars for that. Typically, the maximum is 30 days for the work to be completed. So it's important that you know what the requirements are for that so that you're not losing out any of that 1.5 that's paid up front. If the work's not completed, then the lender is going to utilize that from that money that's been held in the escrow holdback. Locks must cover the holdback period. So this is really important, because if it's going to take 30 days to do the work, if you're closing on 30 days and you're locking on 30 days, your lock is going to expire before that work's going to be completed. So the lender's going to have a fee associated to extending that, which is going to be a lot more expensive than just locking for a 60-day period. Now, if the seller's paying with net proceeds, must be aware that 0.5% may be at risk if they go over. So you can have the seller or buyer pay a percentage of the work, or all of it can just be negotiated in the process. So after the work is completed, there's going to be a 442, which is the appraiser going back out to the work to ensure that the work's been done, it's been done properly. So they'll take photos and provide that back to the bank. Final invoices must be provided. If the invoices have been paid, proof of payments required. If the invoices need to be paid, you'll have a tax ID number for the contractor is required. So you'll also need to provide additional inspection requirements or permits if needed. At this time, the 1.5% will be refunded, or the remaining portion after the contractor has been paid. So again, an escrow holdback is a great way to keep a deal together if an appraiser is calling to have work completed, which is going to be required prior to that loan being completed. So that's the purpose of an escrow holdback. So hopefully that'll help some of my sellers and buyers listening to the show today. Coming up next in the Money Hour, what's the state of our local real estate market? Well, I have Carrie Scott, Wachanal Scott, going to give us a breakdown right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.